And before we go today, folk singer Bill Morrissey has died.
Morrissey was a New England institution whose songs painted somber but loving portraits of crumbling mill towns like New Market, New Hampshire, the subject of this song.
Well, 40 years later, the town remains the same. One mill burnt down, another one was built. The paychecks now come from a different name. And at the Eagles and the Legion halls, no one seems to age. With the same jokes told and the TV on, the paper open to the sports page. And that small town on the river, just a small town.
Bill Morrissey's voice sounded weathered beyond his years. He was only 59 when he died of complications from heart disease over the weekend. But as they say, it's not the years, it's the mileage. Morrissey's alcoholism was legendary, and it often interfered with his touring schedule.
But people always came to see him, whether at the Newport Folk Festival or a coffee house in Marblehead. Morrissey's dark side was always balanced by his warm smile and self-effacing humor.
Well, when I was a young man, I traveled around. I worked every hard bar in every hard town. For the whiskey, the draft beer, the porter and stout. I sang everywhere till I sang myself out.
Bill Morrissey leaves behind a mother, two brothers, 11 records, and one best-selling novel, and another on the verge of publication. His many friends and fans are hoping to stage a memorial concert in Boston in the fall.
And now I'm getting older, but it don't bother me. When I can't hit the high notes, I just drop the key. And sometimes when I sing, now the words escape me.
Well, that's it for today, but tomorrow on Radio Boston, some 700 high school students passed all their MCAS tests except the new science exam, which means they may not get a diploma. So we'll look at what that says about the state of science education in Massachusetts. That's tomorrow.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.